The Coming of Bleriot by H. G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. July 1909. The telephone bell rings with the petulant persistence that marks a trunk call, and I go in from some ineffectual gymnastics on the lawn to deal with the eruption. There is the usual trouble in connecting up. Minute voices in Folkestone and Dover and London call to one another and are submerged by buzzings and throbbings. Then, in elfin tones, the real message comes through. Bleriot has crossed the channel. An article about what it means. I make a hasty promise and go out and tell my friends. From my garden I look straight upon the channel, and there are white caps upon the water, and the iris and tamarisk are all a-sway with the south-west wind that was also blowing yesterday. Monsieur Bleriot has done very well, and Mr. Latham, his rival, had jolly bad luck. That is what it means to us first of all. It also, I reflect privately, means...